It's only as Burns pulls me into his arms, stroking my back as my trembling hands turn to full body tremors, that it hits me that I never even thought to turn the gun on him while I had the chance. And today, we're discussing No One Has to Know by... You know, we've been doing this long enough that I should remember that I have to get the author's name. Damn it. Karen, I think it's Hart.
Oh, I was going to say Karina Owens.
Hey. Oh. I don't know how you got there, but okay.
Don't ask me where that came from because I have no idea.
That's okay. We're in this together.
It's just what popped into my head. Okay. So I remember when we were really excited about putting this in the buddy jar when you found it. Because yes. It sounded so good and we finally got to read it.
Yep.
I don't know if we should jump right to the shocking part or start with what we didn't like.
Yeah, let's start with what we didn't like.
I felt like it was short.
Yeah. I read it in like 5 hours. It was very fast paced for like 240 something pages.
Yeah, I felt like there wasn't enough on the page.
Yeah.
Like when we talked about like reading the blurb, I mean, the blurb matches what's in the story, but I expected it to be more intense. I expected it to be a little bit longer. I think it's barely a week. Well, it kind of jumps because he goes on his 2-week vacation, right? So it's a couple of days and then it jumps.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like when like the entire time of her in the basement is 5 or 6 days.
Which to some might seem like a lot, but in the book, it doesn't feel like it at all. It literally feels like it's a weekend.
Yeah. Agreed.
Like all of this happens in a weekend. So I didn't like that. I don't know if there's anything else I didn't like.
I didn't like that, especially once you get to the end and everything. Like, I didn't like that she didn't get to go back to her life after. Like, she had this great, like, she loves flowers. She wanted to be a botanist. She had this great job at a florist shop working for somebody that was kind and, like, could use the help. I really wanted her to be able to go back to that job, and they made it seem like that wasn't a possibility. And they're not that far from the town. It's less than 2 hours.
I know we like literally just read this like 3 days ago, but I don't remember that. I think if we're going down the wants, I think it would have been a little bit better if the middle of the book was them coming to their conclusion and then going back into society and trying to figure out how to be.
Yes.
I say normal in quotations, a couple of society. I think that would have been really good because then, like you said, like she has her job. She has to interact with people. He's a cop. He has to interact with people. And then seeing how unhinged both of them come together, I think that would have been hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. I kind of feel like I don't know. It's almost like, you know how like in the Sinner's Duet, you have all of that, what's the word? Like teacher, protege, like aspect. And he's teaching her and they're learning together. And then like they commit murder together. And then you go into the second book. Maybe they killed the rival in the second book. Anyway, they have like an intense thing first book. And then the next book, like you have the whole relationship building. Mm-hmm. I feel like this rushed past that like rapport building between the two of them. And we just jumped right into a happy relationship. But in a cabin rather than like real life scenario. Kind of like what you're saying. I'm on board with... I wish it would have been like, okay, fine, y'all can, you know, be together, but like, how are you going to navigate the world now? Like, are you both going to be unhinged? Are you just going to be taking people out that piss you off? Is it going to be together? Are you going to have like a burial site at the cabin? Like, I need to know these things.
Yeah, it did leave it open. I am under the impression, though, that they go back into society because this is a standalone in her world. And so I've already downloaded The Devil's Bargain to read because apparently they make a cameo in there. So to me, that means that they come back.
I saw that, but it almost sounded like it was like The Devil's Bargain came before No One Has to Know. So you would see them, but they wouldn't be together. I could totally be wrong. I may have misread it.
No, you could be right. And I could. I'll let you know when I get to it.
Okay.
I didn't want to read it till after this.
Fair.
Because, you know, she's got like six other books and I would have devoured them. And then I would have been like, wait, what are we talking about? Because I don't remember.
What are their names again? Actually, I don't remember either of their names.
Burns. His is Burns. Hers Mason. Is. I never called him that because I don't like that name. I called him Mace or Mal or M. Or just Burns.
Yeah.
What was her name? It wasn't Daisy.
Oh my God, I was just about to say that.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
Does he even say her name? He calls her Angel. Angela. Oh, I had to say the angel. Angela. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have mixed feelings about the ending. You do too, Silly? Good girl.
Hey, don't be talking like that on here.
I mean, that kind of is our forte.
Oh my gosh. What did you say?
I don't know.
Before the good girl part?
No idea.
Something about the ending.
Oh, I had mixed feelings about the ending.
I had mixed feelings about the ending too. I didn't dislike it. Kind of thought possibly that's where things were going to go.
Really?
Yeah. The only reason I say that is because I felt like a switch got flipped at some point for him, like where he was totally, it was months of seeing her, you know, just kind of walking his beat, you know, whatever. And then all of the sudden he wants to kidnap her. And I felt like that, I think once he read the journal, that's when everything changed, obviously, for him. And he was like, oh, I can actually act on this intense attraction and stalking thing that I'm doing.
Okay, that's not the part that I'm hesitant about. I'm hesitant about her, the one setting up the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. It was, because I never expected it to be her. We expected it to be him because he did everything physical. He literally, you know, after the date, his jealousy, he's like, nope, you're mine. Nobody can have you. But until we get to the end where he's reading the journal, we have no idea that she literally set everything up to push him to do it.
Yeah.
I wish we could have explored that more. Having them, you know. And it's crazy because the book is from her perspective, and not once did she ever give it away. There was no hint. There was no foreshadowing. There was nothing.
Yeah.
Until we get her, you know, omission. And I don't even think she told Burns about the dude sticking her up. I don't think he knows that. But the date and everything, it was all set up.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. That's a good twist.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. It's just 50-50. I don't know. I almost feel like you have a dom and a sub, and it's a sub that's topping from the bottom. That's exactly how that felt to me. And sometimes it's okay, like there's nothing bad. But I was just like, to me, because then we know he's a stalker, right? Like that's his thing. But how much of her journal influenced all of his behavior? Like how much of it was really him?
Oh, I think the journal influenced all of his behavior from the time that he took her. I don't think he would have taken her if he hadn't read the journal.
And she'd gone on the date. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she gave him the blueprint on how to win her.
That's true.
And he was like, oh, okay, I can do this. You know, granted, like, he had to be unhinged enough to already be in a place to be reading the journal.
And you actually know, follow it.
Yes. You know, so I think she just nurtured the natural instincts that he already had.
Okay. So you think that he had it in him, or that was what he would have done?
I don't know that it's I don't know that it's something he would have done without the journal.
Okay. And see, and that makes it kind of sad for me, because I want him to be that unhinged for her. Not because, yeah, see, it's a sub topping from the bottom. And I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, you're not wrong. I just kind of like that she, I don't know. I like that she set the stage for everything. And she was like, okay, all right. He's super hot. And I want him to kidnap me and make me his wife. So let me set the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's clever, because I don't think I've read anything like that.
Yeah, no, I certainly haven't. I don't know. I think it maybe goes back to our conversation that we're going to have about the female characters in these books. And like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't got anything else, really. It was, like, really cut and dry. There was, like...
Yeah.
I did not like... You go.
No, go ahead.
I don't think I liked... I mean, he was smart to, like, call her parents and, like, hey, you know, I'm engaged, you know, whatever. But I didn't like that she still had a relationship with them after they didn't believe her. And I can't – I don't know if it clearly stated whether or not he raped her or if he just forced her to give him head.
You know, I couldn't – I wasn't clear on that either. Yeah, I wasn't clear on that either. But I'm glad she got her revenge.
Oh, for sure. That mofo deserved it.
Yeah, that was great.
I can't really think of anything else.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it wasn't a bad book by any means. It was a very, you know, quick read. It wasn't super steamy, I don't think.
Not at all.
And, you know.
So, ratings?
Okay, so spicy, like 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dark, like 4?
Yeah, I was thinking 4, too.
Okay.
And because, I mean, it all happens on the page, so...
Yeah, everything happens on the page. I mean, like, their relationship's fucked up. They kill people. Like, the only murder you don't see on page is the brick kid.
Yeah.
And I would say overall, like, a 3. Like, I, you know, if you want a quick, easy read for a dark romance, then this is a good one. That you don't want to be, like, pure smut, then this would be a good one.
Yeah. 3. Overall, too. It was good. Check it out. I was laughing so hard when you asked me, well, where are you at?
I'm finished. Okay. And then, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours later, I'm finished. I'm like, okay, yeah.
That makes sense. That yeah. It was super quick.
Yeah, it was. It was a very quick read. All right, y'all. If you read No One Has to Know by Karen Hart, what would you rate The Darkness as?
Thank you for joining us on the journey into the shadows of love, where dark romance stories come to life.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Bones of the Story as much as we did. If you did, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to us.
And to stay updated on all things dark romance, follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
We'd also love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, ideas, or even your own dark romance stories with us. Drop us a line at bonesofthestory@gmail.com.
Remember, our next tantalizing episode is just around the corner, so keep your hearts open and your senses sharp.
Until then, embrace the darkness and let the stories continue to stir your deepest desires.
This is Misty
and Jen
signing off from Bones of the Story.